God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. Let's see if we can find that beautiful Come, O Come, Emmanuel song. Come, O Come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lonely exile here, until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, O Israel, to thee shall come Emmanuel. O come, thou wisdom from on high, and order all things far and nigh. To us the path of knowledge show, and teach us in her ways to go. Rejoice, rejoice, O Israel, to thee shall come Emmanuel. O come, thou Lord of might, who to thy tribes on Sinai's height in ancient times did give the law in cloud and majesty and awe. Rejoice, rejoice, O Israel, to thee shall come Emmanuel. O come, thou rod of Jesse's stem, from every foe deliver them, that trust thy mighty power to save, and give them victory over the grave. Rejoice, rejoice, O Israel, to thee shall come Emmanuel. O come, thou key of David, come, and open wide our heavenly home. Make safe the way that leads on high, that we no more have cause to sigh. Rejoice, rejoice, O Israel, to thee shall come Emmanuel. O come, thou dayspring from on high, and cheer us by thy drawing nigh. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night, and death's dark shadow put to flight. Rejoice, rejoice, O Israel, to thee shall come Emmanuel. O come, desire of nations, bind in one the hearts of all mankind. Bid every strife and quarrel cease, and fill the world with heaven's peace. Rejoice, rejoice, O Israel, to thee shall come Emmanuel. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. Come and rescue me, for you are my refuge and my strength. Psalm 134, 132, God's promises to the house of David. O Lord, remember David and all the many hardships he endured, the oath he swore to the Lord, his vow to the strong one of Jacob. I will not enter the house where I live, nor go to the bed where I rest. I will not enter the house where I live, nor go to the bed where I rest. I will give no sleep to my eyes. To my eyelids I will give no slumber, till I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling for the strong one of Jacob. At Ephraim we heard of the ark. We found it in the plains of Urim. Let us go to the place of his dwelling. Let us go to kneel at his footstool. Go up, Lord, to the place of your rest, you and the ark of your strength. Your priests shall be clothed with holiness. Your faithful shall ring out their joy. For the sake of David, your servant, do not reject your anointed. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. Come and rescue me, for you are my refuge and my strength. In honor of Mary's gifts, we pray for all of us to be able to enjoy holiness, spiritual joys, and peace this coming Christmas. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. Come and rescue me, for you are my refuge and my strength. Bless those, O Lord, who have waited for your coming. Let your prophets be proved true. The Lord swore an oath to David. He will not go back on his word. A son, the fruit of your body, I will set upon your throne. If they keep my covenant in truth and my laws that I have taught them, their sons shall also rule on your throne from age to age. For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his dwelling. This is my resting place forever. Here have I chosen to live. I will greatly bless her produce. I will fill her poor with bread. I will clothe her priests with salvation, and her faithful shall ring out their joy. There David's stock will flower. I will prepare a lamp for my anointed. I will cover his enemies with shame. But on him my crown shall shine. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Bless those, O Lord, who have waited for your coming. Let your prophets be proved true. In honor of Mary's gifts, we pray for her intercession for all of our needs and for the things that we want most for Christmas. I just want to pray for you too. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Bless those, O Lord, who have waited for your coming. Let your prophets be proved true. Turn to us, O Lord. Make haste to help your people. We praise you, the Lord God Almighty, who is and who was. You have assumed your great power. You have begun your reign. The nations have raged in anger, but then came your day of wrath, and the moment to judge the dead. The time to reward your servants, the prophets, and the holy ones who revere you, the great and the small alike. Now have salvation and power come, the reign of our God and the authority of his anointed one. For the accuser of our brothers is cast out, who night and day accused them before God. They defeated him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Love for life did not deter them from death. So rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell therein. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In honor of Mary's sweetness, we pray for the Holy Spirit to come and dwell with us tonight. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Turn to us, O Lord, make haste to help your people. Lift up your heads and see. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Your redemption is now at hand. Lift up your heads and see. Your redemption is now at hand. The Lord opposes the idols of Babylon. Bel bows down. Nebo stoops. Their idols are upon beasts and cattle. They must be borne up on shoulders, carried as burdens by the weary. They stoop and bow down together, unable to save those who bear them. They too go into captivity. Hear me, O house of Jacob, all who remain of the house of Israel, my burden since your youth, whom I have carried from your infancy, even to your old age I am the same. Even when your hair is gray, I will bear you. It is I who have done this, I who will continue, and I who will carry you to safety. Whom would you compare with me as an equal, or match against me as though we were alike? There are those who pour out gold from a purse and weigh out silver on the scales. Then they hire a goldsmith to make it into a god, before which they fall down and worship. They lift it to their shoulders to carry. When they set it in place again, it stays and does not move from the spot. Although they cry out to it, it cannot answer. It delivers no one from distress. Remember this and be firm. Bear it well in mind, you rebels. Remember the former things, those long ago. I am God, there is no other. I am God, there is none like me. At the beginning I foretell the outcome, in advance things not yet done. I say that my plan shall stand, I accomplish my every purpose. I call from the east a bird of prey, from a distant land one to carry out my plan. Yes, I have spoken, I will accomplish it. I have planned it, and I will do it. Listen to me, you faint-hearted, you who seem far from the victory of justice. I am bringing on my justice, it is not far off. My salvation shall not tarry. I will put salvation within Zion, and give to Israel my glory. Responsory prayer. Listen to me, you faint-hearted, who are far from justice. I will grant salvation in Zion, and give my glory to Israel. I am bringing my justice near at hand. It shall not be delayed, nor shall my salvation tarry. I will grant salvation in Zion, and give my glory to Israel. And the shorter reading was just two verses from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians. Rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. Everyone should see how unselfish you are. The Lord is near. A reading from the letter to Diogenes. No man has ever seen God or known him, but God has revealed himself to us through faith, by which alone it is possible to see him. God, the Lord and maker of all things, who created the world and set it in order, not only loved man, but was also patient with him. So he has always been and is and will be kind, good, free from anger, truthful. Indeed, he and he alone is good. He devised a plan, a great and wonderful plan, and shared it only with his son, as long as he preserved the secrecy and kept his own wise counsel. He seemed to be neglecting us, to have no concern for us. But when, through his beloved Son, he revealed and made public what he had prepared from the very beginning, he gave us all at once gifts such as we could never have dreamt of, even sight and knowledge of himself. When God had made all his plans in consultation with his Son, he waited until a later time, allowing us to follow our own whim, to be swept along by unruly passions, to be led astray by pleasure and desire. Not that he was pleased by our sins, he only tolerated them. Not that he approved of that time of sin, he was planning this era of holiness. When we had been shown to be undeserving of life, his goodness was to make us worthy of it. When we had made it clear that we could not enter God's kingdom by our own power, we were to be enabled to do so by the power of God. When our wickedness had reached its culmination, it became clear that retribution was at hand in the shape of suffering and death. The time came then for God to make known his kindness and power. How immeasurable is God's generosity and love! He did not show hatred for us or reject us or take vengeance. Instead, he was patient with us, bore with us, and in compassion took our sins upon himself. He gave his only Son as the price of our redemption, the Holy One to redeem the wicked, the sinless one to redeem sinners, the just one to redeem the unjust, the incorruptible one to redeem the corruptible, the immortal one to redeem mortals. For what else could have covered our sins but his sinlessness? Where else could we, wicked and sinful as we were, have found the means of holiness, except in the Son of God alone? How wonderful a transformation, how mysterious a design, how inconceivable a blessing. The wickedness of the many is covered up in the Holy One, and the holiness of one sanctifies many sinners. Responsory prayer. There is no salvation in any other name or place, nor is there any other name under heaven given to man, by which we should be saved. His name shall be Wonder Counselor, God of Strength, Father of Future Ages, Prince of Peace, nor is there any other name under heaven given to man by which we shall be saved. O Sacred Lord of Ancient... You know, there's a better one. Actually, the older one is in Magnificat. The traditional O Antiphon. O Adonai, and leader of the house of Israel, who appeared to Moses in the flames of the burning bush and gave him the law on Sinai. Come and redeem us with outstretched arm. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. O Adonai, and leader of the house of Israel, who appeared to Moses in the flames of the burning bush and gave him the law on Sinai, come and redeem us with outstretched arm. To Christ the Lord, who is born of the Virgin Mary, let us pray with joyful hearts. Come, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, in the mystery of your incarnation, you revealed your glory to the world. Give us new life by your coming. You have taken our weaknesses upon yourself. Grant us your mercy. You redeemed the world from sin by your first coming in humility. Free us from all guilt when you come again in glory. You live and rule over all. In your goodness, bring us to our eternal inheritance. You sit at the right hand of the Father, gladden the souls of the dead with your light. We pray for Bill, for Henry, for Father Rob, for everybody here. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. All-powerful God, renew us by the coming feast of your Son, and free us from our slavery to sin. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you, and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Let's pray for our Holy Father, Pope Leo XIV. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. God, help us, teach us to pray. Grant us your blessing, and I offer my plenary indulgence or equivalent graces for the soul in purgatory. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.